This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1179. Take good care of yourself this season with My 12 Ways of Christmas and Radical Forgiveness, both by Rosalind Palmer of rosalindpalmer.com. Hello, everybody. Greg Audino here, your host and narrator. Hoping you're all well today, and I hope the holiday season is bringing feelings of joy more than anything. That's not always the case, though, which is why I've got a post for you that is all about self-care during the holiday season, courtesy of Rosalind Palmer, who we haven't heard from in a while. And since it is that time of year to give, I'm also bringing you a second post from Rosalind today about radical forgiveness. That's right, we got two shorter posts back-to-back, which we do from time to time. That means there's a lot to get through, though. So let's start off now with her Christmas post and optimize your life. Take good care of yourself this season with My 12 Ways of Christmas by Rosalind Palmer of rosalindpalmer.com. I love Christmas. Yet there have been times, including the year my mother died, after my husband and I separated, and when I was ill, when Christmas felt a little less like It's a Wonderful Life and more like a time to endure. Shops filled with decorations and jolly music left me wondering if I could be bothered to put up a tree, let alone join in with the cheer. Our greatest need is for connection. We're also hardwired to seek out the familiar and avoid the unfamiliar. So, find yourself alone, bereaved, or unwell, and memories of connected Christmases cut deep. The loss of what was familiar, such as shopping and cooking for loved ones, and the unfamiliarity of a new situation can feel daunting. Feelings of separation can create an inner dialogue of, is this it for me now? That is coupled with a nostalgic yearning for what has been lost. This tiring mind chatter can repress you and suppress your immune system, already depleted at a time of year when we lack sunshine. This is when disease steps in. So, here are my 12 ways of Christmas to help counter it. Number 1. Put yourself at the top of your gift list. Give yourself love, care, and nurture. 2. Christmas-proof your body from the inside out with supplements including live bacteria probiotics, digestive enzymes, and omega-3. 3. Rest, and before you go to sleep, remind yourself of all your positive qualities and little wins you had that day. 4. Have fun, whatever works for you. I love to go bowling to just forget about everything else. Dance, sing. 5. Start a gratitude journal. On a bad day, simply writing, "I'm grateful for seeing a robin in the garden today," is good enough. 6. Stop depressing yourself by watching repressive things like the news. Be informed by catching up weekly via Have I Got News For You or similar. 7. Learn to let go, especially of perfection. 7 out of 10 is good enough. Perfect people and magazines are airbrushed. Perfection is unattainable, like a finish ribbon that moves away all the time. As such, it is the lowest quality of all. 8. Be kind to yourself. If you spoke harshly to a friend or lover the way you speak to yourself, would they stay? 9. Say, "I am enough" to yourself every day, and remind yourself of my mantra, "All I need is within me." Write one of these or a phrase that motivates you on your mirrors. Have it as your screensaver. 10. Every day, find ways to be a human being, and not a human doing. Walk in nature. Take 10 uninterrupted minutes to savor your coffee. Soak in a hot bath. 11. Say no to others overburdening you, your time, and good nature. And 12, never say never. Even if you've been hurt in the past, you can still find someone who loves and values you for who you are. But first, you must do this for yourself. Take good care of yourself this festive season. Radical Forgiveness by Rosalind Palmer of rosalindpalmer.com. Until it ended earlier this year with an arguably weak final season, Game of Thrones was my guilty pleasure for TV viewing. As the various houses, families, and tribes fight each other to win control of the Seven Kingdoms, there is not much mercy shown to one's enemies. They are like the mafia in the belief that revenge is a dish best eaten cold, with a long-handled spoon. The trouble is that no spoon is long enough to erase an act of revenge from your heart. Hardly a day goes by when I don't see the terrible price people pay for not letting go of past hurts. Forgiveness is key, but for many clients I've worked with, the shift to forgiving some hurt done to them may just not be within their gift. I'm a therapist, not a priest. It is not my job to force anyone to forgive another person, apart from one, themselves. They have to forgive themselves for allowing it to happen. They have to forgive themselves for carrying around, to use a metaphor, a cup of poison meant for the person who hurt them, but sipping from it themselves. In the movie Analyze This, mob boss Paul Vitti, played by Robert De Niro, is losing his grip as the drive-past killing of his friend has prompted panic attacks. He secretly seeks out psychiatric help from Ben Sobel, played by Billy Crystal, who finds that he has a client who does not understand the word no. It is black comedy, but ultimately Vitti has to let go of the guilt and burdens of his actions. The most powerful example of what is called radical forgiveness that I've come across is from Rwanda. In her book, As We Forgive, Stories of Reconciliation from Rwanda, Catherine Claire Larson says, quote, "What does forgiveness really look like? How can you forgive someone who seemingly took everything away that made life worth living? Family, homes, and trust. What kind of power is it that can look someone who has hurt you in the deepest way and forgive them? If forgiveness is possible after the slaughter of nearly 1,100,000 in Rwanda, then today, more than ever, we owe it to humanity to explore how one country is addressing perceptual, social, psychological, and spiritual dimensions to achieve a more lasting peace. If forgiveness is possible after genocide, then perhaps there is hope for the comparably smaller rifts that plague our relationships, our communities, and our nation." End quote. You may not reach radical forgiveness, but you deserve to see the world through better eyes, not ones clouded by the mist of anger or resentment or hatred. If you keep sipping that cup of poison, guess what happens? It's you who will pay the biggest price as you compromise your life, your happiness, and your health. It may take intervention and guidance from a third party, a therapist or other, to enable you to let go, but that is the goal, as you deserve peace of mind and to reclaim your joy. You just listened to the posts titled, Take Good Care of Yourself This Season with My 12 Ways of Christmas, and Radical Forgiveness, both by Rosalind Palmer of rosalindpalmer.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
All right, my friends, a lot of great information to consider both seasonally and year-round, I would say. I'll keep this intro nice and short for you since I'm sure there's a lot for you to chew on after those two posts. Wishing you a great rest of your Wednesday, and also encouraging you to stop in tomorrow for our Thursday show with a post from Jen of thistimeofmind.com. She's got a parenting post that I think is actually really helpful for anyone and everyone, so don't miss out. I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.